I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Years ago, when I was diagnosed with a neurological condition and my symptoms were at their worst, it was like living in a nightmare I could not wake up from. And I think the same can be said about my country ever since Donald Trump became president. It's like a nightmare every day. You can't wake up from just another horrible, awful thing that happens. And so every Wednesday, when we focus on political issues that have to do with sexuality, I have to decide what nightmare topic am I going to pick up for that day. And there are so many that it takes me quite a while to actually decide which one I should go with. And it does seem like this administration is at war with everyone who isn't white and male and rich. But most specifically, the Republican Party goes after women night and day. It is unrelenting and unstopping. They try to find ways to make women's lives more difficult. I don't really understand the misogyny that's behind this, the desire to control women's lives. I don't really get it. But it's a thing, and it's a big thing, because it's always going on. So let's take a look at where we are at the war on women, which seems particularly appropriate. House Republicans have decided that they're going to do outreach to women. The House Republicans have been some of the most hostile to women of any politicians in the country, voting against the interests of women almost every single time. House Democrats recently passed the Paycheck Fairness Act. It's an update to the Equal Pay Act of 1963. So yeah, since 1963, might be worth doing a bit of an update. They could only get 7 Republicans to vote for it in the House. That's out of 197. They could only get 7. 190 of them voted against it. And then there's the Violence Against Women Act. Now, you'd think that would be an easy one. I mean, who's in favor for violence against women? Well, I think you can answer that one yourself. It was Republicans and the shutdown that led to the end of the Violence Against Women Act. The Violence Against Women Act was one of the accomplishments of the Clinton administration, and it was passed in 1994. But the very next year, House Republicans tried to cut the act's funding. And then in 2000, the Republican majority in the Supreme Court struck down a provision of the Violence Against Women Act that allowed women the right to sue their attackers in federal court. Wasn't a big problem reauthorizing it in 2000, wasn't a big deal. But then 2012, Republicans who have always opposed it, by and large, it really only got passed because of Democrats, they decided they were going to take a stand, and they fought it, but in 2013, it was reauthorized. Now it's dead. This is the first time since it was initially passed that they have not reauthorized it. So they have to resuscitate it, and that starts this week. And by they, I mean the Democrats, because the Republicans are going to fight it tooth and nail yet again. And this time they're literally bringing in the big guns. And by that, I mean the NRA, which opposes the Violence Against Women Act because of a provision in it that in cases of domestic violence where a man, usually, poses a real threat of violence to their spouse or girlfriend, they would not be able to buy a gun. And for the NRA, there is no good reason to deny someone the right to buy a gun. Doesn't matter if you're insane, because they changed the law. It used to be, if you were insane, you couldn't buy a gun. Well, now you can. Because what could possibly go wrong by allowing crazy people to buy guns? This bill would also increase protections for gender and sexual minorities set forth by the last authorization back in 2013. It would also update law enforcement grants and health care provisions and increase penalties for cyberstalking, yay, and it would require federal law enforcement to regularly evaluate and update practices to combat online harassment and cyberbullying, which is a huge, gigantic problem that we're simply not effectively addressing. Yes, the Republicans are going to oppose this. I don't know how big a margin, but it will pass because we have the majority in the House, and the Democrats are going to vote for this. Not a problem. Then it goes to the Senate. Now, Mitch McConnell is very busy trying to blow up the Senate and its traditions, changing the rules so that he can fast-track unqualified judges to lifetime appointments on the court. So he might be way too busy to even take up the bill. It will be interesting to see what happens. So while all this is happening, House Republicans are going to reach out to women. Now, for a lot of Republicans, when they reach out, they tend to grab. So that's a little concerning. Now, I expect that Republicans will try to offer up an alternative to the Violence Against Women Act, maybe something like the Violence Against Women Unless They're Really Asking For It Act. And sure, they'll probably have a woman present something really ridiculous who's in the House. There's not very many of them. But they've always been able to find women to do their dirty work, like Betsy DeVos, one of the few women you can find who seems to be extremely sympathetic to rapists. Now, to be fair, Betsy DeVos did go to a private Christian high school that right now is facing a lawsuit over the way it handled the rape of a 15-year-old girl by a fellow student. So if she learned in high school how you're supposed to handle rape accusations, she learned wrong, and somewhere she learned wrong. She's the only Secretary of Education who also thinks that we need larger class sizes. According to a Washington Post headline, and this pretty much sums it up, Betsy DeVos is trying to sweep rape back under the rug. How does Trump find these noxious people? The new rules on campus rape have not been ratified and gone into law yet. These new regulations would allow universities to exclude off-campus student-on-student rape. That couldn't be applied to a student conduct offense. So boys, do your rape off campus and you're going to be fine. Another lovely aspect to this is that the rapist will be allowed to cross-examine his victim. So basically, a woman who's been raped by somebody has to sit in a chair in a hearing room while her rapist can say any belittling, dishonest, awful thing that he wants. Remember, these aren't court of laws where the victim has any protection from a judge from badgering or other inappropriate behavior. The people running these hearings don't necessarily have to be trained on how to handle this sort of thing. These changes will make it less likely for victims of campus rape to see justice, and less likely for them to come forward. And as bad as these changes are, Republicans in Missouri are trying to make it even worse than that. They're working on legislation now that if a woman, okay, it might be a man, but it's almost never, ever going to be that. It's going to be a woman. If she does come forward and she doesn't prevail, if the college isn't able to substantiate their report of an assault, then the rapist could sue her for damages. Oh, and another nice thing in this, it would allow accused students to present any evidence at a campus sexual misconduct hearing, including their accuser's sexual history and sexual orientation. Now, if that gets passed, the problem of campus rape in Missouri will certainly go down. I mean, there'll probably be more campus rapes, but it won't be a problem because nobody's going to go public if they've been raped. The odds of it literally destroying their life by going public will become greater than them seeing any justice. This is Missouri. I don't know why you would expect justice in Missouri. Oh, also, this is so not surprising, but so insane. If you've been raped, you can't use the word survivor or victim about yourself before a formal finding of sexual misconduct. Can't do it. I guess they call that the shut the fuck up, bitch provision. Now, Republicans, to be fair, claim that there is no Republican war against women. They claim they just fucking hate you and want to hurt you any way they can. Okay, they don't say that in those words, but they do say that in their actions. Now, a woman voting for a Republican is sort of like a black person in South Africa voting for apartheid. It doesn't make any sense. The only thing that they seem to want is to find ways to make women barefoot pregnant and stay-at-home moms. But if that isn't your particular choice, they want to make it as hard as possible for you, whether it's taking away access to birth control, putting you in jail for trying to have an abortion. Maybe, and this is not far out there, maybe putting you in jail for using a form of birth control. That's been talked about. They're serious about this stuff. And women need to wise up, and the people who care about women need to wise up. Don't vote Republican.